With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's Election Day. Special elections taking place in a couple of states. Florida voters deciding two congressional races. The first district seat that was held by Republican Matt Gaetz is up for grabs. In the 6th congressional district, voters will fill the seat left vacant when Republican Michael Waltz took the job of National Security Advisor at the White House. In Wisconsin, a lot of money is poured into a state Supreme Court contest. The race has national implications. It could determine the fate of the Trump agenda. Republican Brad Schimmel, a Democrat, Susan Crawford vying for an open seat on Wisconsin's highest court. This week, the Senate takes a closer look at judicial activism.
Universal injunctions have been in the news after several were issued against President Trump's executive orders, most recently against the deportation of Venezuelan gang members in the U.S. illegally. A hearing is set to take place before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Chairman Chuck Grassley says new laws will probably need to be passed to limit the use of injunctions. He says the changes should include limiting a judge's ruling to the issue before the court and for the parties involved, and only for a limited time. As he puts it, judges are to decide cases and not to be policymakers. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump agenda advances tomorrow.
The president will be announcing a tariff plan that will roll back the unfair trade practices that have been ripping off our country for decades. He's doing this in the best interest of the American worker.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Nearly two dozen states are taking the Trump administration to court over its decision to rescind billions of dollars in health funding. Job openings slipped to 7.6 million last month. Analysts say that points to a healthy but slowing job market. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 432 points. This is SRN News. Do you believe in the Trinity?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey from the Pew Research Center indicates that a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Leon Sapir, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. He says that the president is putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position by having to decide between catering to their progressive activist base or their median voter. SRN News. The Bronx Bombers taking their home run hitting ways to the next level with a little help from science. Its correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh explains.
New torpedo bats drew attention when the Yankees hit a team record 9 homers that traveled a combined 3,695 feet. Using a strikingly different model in which wood is moved lower down the barrel after the label and shapes the end similar to a bowling pin, Aaron Judge hit 3 of his team's homers in Saturday's 20-9 blowout win over the Brewers.
Just a lot of good at-bats. Guys staying aggressive.
The bats are allowed under Major League Baseball rules. Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, and Jazz Chisholm Jr. also homered. New York added 4 more homers Sunday in a 12-3 win to complete the sweep. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And on Wall Street, the NASDAQ is down 109 points. More details at SRNnews.com.